The governor of Ohio, Bob Taft, was indicted today. Taft, a two-term Republican, was charged with failing to report dozens of golf outings during his tenure as required by law. The four counts, all misdemeanors, are the latest setback for the Ohio GOP, which has been reeling over a wide-ranging financial scandal. From Ohio Public Radio, Joe Ingles reports.
Governor Bob Taft is expected to appear in court tomorrow to answer to the four charges that he failed to report golf outings, dinners, and professional hockey tickets during the past 4 years. Ohio law says public officials must disclose any gift over $75. Columbus City Prosecutor Richard Pfeiffer says there are 52 separate gifts that are included in the four charges. Pfeiffer says it took prosecutors less than a day to determine charges should be filed.
I think what was given to us by the Ethics Commission was pretty clear-cut, and I don't think that our meeting this morning was that difficult in looking at the evidence and determining what we should be filing.
A spokesman for Governor Taft, Mark Rickle, says his boss has no intention of stepping down from office. The governor's attorney, William Meek, says the governor has repaid all of the people who gave him the gifts that led to these charges. Meanwhile, Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien says investigators are still looking at other public officials in connection with possible federal and state charges.
Well, I will tell you this. I will be glad this and some similar cases can get resolved, because we are looking at some serious felony crimes that are subject to investigation that are not in this kind of category, and we'd like to move on and have the Inspector General and law enforcement focus their attention on more serious crimes that we are trying to investigate rather than spending all our time on golf matters.
Governor Taft faces a fine of $1,000 and up to 6 months in jail on each of the four counts. But the cost to Ohio Republicans could be even greater. Taft already has the lowest poll rating of any governor in the country. A scandal over bad investments by the state's Bureau of Workers' Compensation has linked other Republicans to possible wrongdoing. John Green, political scientist at the University of Akron, says all of this is bad news for Republican politicians in Ohio.
Well, the Ohio Republican Party as an organization has been critical in national elections because it's helped Republicans carry this critical state with regard to the presidential election. And anything that weakens that party organization makes it more difficult for Republicans to win statewide. And if they can't win the state of Ohio, then they'll have trouble in the presidential election in 2008.
Taft is barred from seeking a third term next year, but his problems could hurt the Republican Party's chances of keeping control of the governorship as well as other top offices. The financial scandal was blamed in part for the party's relatively weak showing in a special congressional election in Cincinnati earlier this month. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you.